But Chris Shaw is someone that I definitely wanted to get on. Last year in the organization, 26 home runs, 79 RBIs. Every time they talk trade, they talk Chris Shaw. Helio Ramos, they talk Suarez and people like that. So Chris Shaw joins us. And Chris, it's great to have you here. How are you feeling with spring training underway?
I feel great. You know, I'm really excited to get out there. First full squad workout today. So, you know, I couldn't be more excited.
What do you want to work on down here? What is your goal down here?
The biggest thing for me, honestly, is just to, you know, get at bats, get back into the swing of things, and, you know, ultimately just to improve on my outfield defense, get the live reads, and, you know, kind of pick up on different nuances from, you know, the veteran guys that are here.
I hear a lot about your defense. I mean, come on, you're a college athlete, yeah. A big home run hitter, probably an All-American somewhere along the way. How bad can your defense be?
I don't think it's bad at all, to be honest. You know, I think I get knocked a lot because people see a big body out there, and, you know, the first thing they think is, well, he's not going to be able to move very well. But, you know, I've always felt that I get good reads, I have a good arm, and, you know, I think that, you know, the thing with me is that, you know, I get to the balls that, you know, I should get to. And, you know, I don't, you know, make dumb mistakes. So, you know, try and just, you know, do the things I can control.
Yeah, well, Boston College, correct? And where did you play at Boston College? What was your position?
I was a right fielder at Boston College.
I assume they hit some balls that way.
Yeah, you get a few out that way for sure.
All right, well, it's good to have you on. As we say, fans talk about you all the time. And, of course, the bat plays so well. Remember the first time you and I met?
Yeah, it was right after I got drafted in San Francisco. That was really cool. You know, I was able to come up. I was in Arizona, you know, doing physicals and stuff. They flew me out to watch a game. I think we were playing the Padres that day. And the day after that, I went and started my professional career. So it's a very fond memory for me.
Yeah, I remember talking with you, and we looked at the right field wall, and you said, ah, that doesn't look that far.
Yeah, in hindsight, I was probably a little overconfident. That's a pretty deep poke. But, you know, it's one of those things where you can't really think about it when you're hitting.
Good for you. It's nice to have you on the show. So, and spring down here, of course, you're going to get a lot of playing time down here. It's really a short spring. We generally go maybe 6 weeks, 5 weeks of games. Here it's pretty short.
Yeah, you know, it is kind of a short window, but, you know, I come from the Northeast where, you know, we go out and we're outside for maybe a week before we play our first game. And at Boston College, we didn't go outside. So to be able to be out here for any stretch of time is, you know, it's something that I won't take for granted.
Offensively, the power is there. You've hit everywhere. And I remember Allie Williams, who was part of our show, came up to Sacramento, interviewed you last year. It was a great interview. But describe the bat to everybody. What kind of hitter are you?
I try to think of myself as a hitter before a power guy. I've always kind of, you know, tried to approach my at-bats with the idea of I'm trying to, you know, hit the ball as hard as I can, and that's not necessarily over the fence. You know, I kind of take, you know, what the pitcher's going to give me, and I kind of try to, you know, create a game plan based off of what I think I might get. I'm not going up there saying, you know, I'm only trying to hit a home run here, and if it's not there, I'm going to strike out. You know, I'll take the single to left field and, you know, work that way. So, you know, I kind of just try and be a complete hitter ahead of a power hitter.
You look back in your career, to people who influenced you, who would you come up? Give me a couple of names of people who sort of influenced you.
Well, I've had a great, you know, support system. My family, you know, my father was a great influence on me. And, you know, along the way, I've had some great coaches, too. Boston College, I had, you know, a great staff there that kind of, you know, showed me, you know, the correct way to play, because I came from a public high school in Massachusetts where, you know, competition isn't the greatest. I was kind of thrown right into the fire as a freshman, going right into ACC play. And I hit 165 as a freshman, but my coach believed in me and he kept throwing me in there every single day. And I was able to deal with that sort of adversity. So my head coach, Mike Gambino, I owe a lot to for, you know, kind of letting me go through those growing pains, so to say, where, you know, if I'd gone to an SEC or something, who knows, I might not have been able to play every day as a freshman. And I don't know where I would have been today.
Boy, Chris Shaw with us. Nice to chat with you about that. How about on the pro side, since you've been in the pros, someone who's sort of taken you under wing, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, just all the coaches, really. You know, all my managers have been excellent. Last year, to start the year in Richmond, you know, Lipso Nava was my hitting coach, and we really got a really good routine down where, you know, he'd take me every day before the game, and we'd go in early, and, you know, we'd work, you know, some different stuff in the cage, do some machine, just to, you know, see some velocity, and, you know, ultimately just, you know, with me, the biggest thing is I just got to find a way to get the barrel to the baseball. And so a lot of it came down to, you know, hunting good pitches to hit and, you know, simplifying. You know, if I get long, you know, I got long levers, I'm going to swing and miss. So I got to, you know, maintain a short stroke that still produces, you know, loft in my swing. So kind of trying to tweak my, you know, mechanics to get to that point.
Yeah, well, that's what Barry Bonds did. The one thing when I noticed about him, we talked about it a lot, was that he was the shortest to the ball. Yeah. It was incredible. I mean, the ball, you'd say, well, it's past him, and boom, he would come around and get it. That was the key for him.
Yeah, and I think, you know, just watching Bonds in particular, the best thing about him was just how short and quick he was. You know, you see a guy, you know, swing the bat like that, and it's just, you'd be amazed at how much power is generated from such a short stroke. And, you know, it translates, and, you know, it ultimately helps you to get the barrel to the baseball, which is hitting, essentially.
You know, it's funny you talked about working before the game. You know, so many people think, well, the game's at 7 o'clock. You show up about 5, have something to eat, play a little cards, and go. Not like that, is it?
No. I mean, every player will tell you that they have a routine that they like to, you know, maintain throughout the year. You know, mine, for instance, was a 7 o'clock game. I'll usually get there around 1:30. I'll go into the weight room. I'll stretch out, you know, do some shoulder care stuff. And, you know, I like to do cardio. I really enjoy cardio. It kind of wakes me up and gets my body going. So I'll do about a half hour of whatever it might be that day, the bike or whatever. And I'll go in the cage, get loose. And then, you know, past that, we kind of, you know, have our structured team stuff that we have and, you know, roll around 5 o'clock, eat dinner, and go play. Yeah, so, you know, it's good to have that routine.
Yeah, come on, it's a job. It really is a job. It's just like me. I'll get to the ballpark at 3 o'clock for a 7 o'clock game and do a post-game show at 10:15 till midnight and go home after about 9 hours. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Boston College, tell me what you majored in. What was college like for you?
So I was in the business school at Boston College, and I was a leadership and management major. Right. So it was, you know, it's very difficult. You know, CSUN, the Carroll School of Management there, is, you know, continually ranked as one of the top 10 business schools in North America. So it was a pretty grueling academic and athletic schedule, but, you know, ultimately it kind of, you know, paved the way for me to have this sort of, you know, discipline as far as a routine goes. So you know, being at BC in such a tough place like that, it really helped me.
I was a business major in accounting, and then I went to law school, and I did that for 25 years. But I always ask people, if you weren't a ball player, what would you be? Where would you go?
Yeah, you know, I've thought about that a bit, because baseball is, you know, for all of us, it's just been, you know, our life for so long and kind of been the thing that we've, you know, ultimately thought was going to be our futures. But, you know, if I stayed, you know, on the academic business path, I would assume I'd be, you know, in some sort of financial something, whether in Boston or New York, where it's where a lot of my buddies are.
Yeah, Wall Street. I see Wall Street here.
Yeah, I don't know about Wall Street. I don't know if I'm wired like that necessarily. I'm a little more, you know, relax and not necessarily as crazy as some of those guys are, I feel like. But, yeah, maybe, you know, some sort of investment banking, something like that.
No, great. It's a great answer, you know, because, you know, there's always a time in life when you have to have something else to do. So it's good to have a background like that. Down here in spring training, how do you like Scottsdale? Who do you live with? What's it like? A lot of the guys live together.
Yeah, I love Scottsdale. You know, it's one of my favorite places in the world to really travel to, and to be able to come here every year for spring training is incredible. The weather's perfect. It's a lot to eat, you know, a lot of great restaurants. So that's big with me. And yeah, I'm living with a few teammates. I'm with Steven Duggar, Austin Slater, and Andy Suarez. We got a house, and you know, that's a blast in itself. So it's really cool to be able to live with the guys and, you know, come to the ballpark and, you know, play baseball as your job.
But it's a pleasure to get you on. I know everyone wants to hear from you, and we're going to see a lot of you this spring. So this is good. I like it. Very good. Thanks, Chris. Very good.
Yeah, thank you, Marty. I appreciate it.
Yeah, very good. Well, that was enjoyable. Okay, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the sports leader.